on this episode of Counting Cars.
I don't say this very often. You might want to slow down just a little bit.
You're in the wrong car.
Hello.
Who the hell's that?
I don't know.
Hey, brother, you can't park there.
You talking to me?
That's Robert De Niro.
Can I speak to Daniel Coker, the businessman, instead of the count, who's going buck wild on his own dollar again?
This car will be worth 70 G's all day long.
To who?
I'm rolling the dice.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30 G's.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Which way? What's your instincts telling you? Your instinct?
My stank's telling me go straight.
Straight? All right. Let's see what we can find, man. There's got to be something out there.
Kevin and I have been out cruising around today looking for something interesting. Car, truck, bike, not a boat. Just something interesting.
That's a nice area. Some big properties.
Yep. There's an old truck.
Over there on the right.
A couple old cars. Yeah, I don't know. You see that?
Nah.
Too rough.
Yeah.
Go left here. And let's head out.
All right.
We don't see anything.
Oh, oh, oh. I see something now. I see something now.
What? That truck? That's rusted.
No.
Seriously, why are we walking up here?
It's like an old Ford, but...
Yeah, old.
Old is good. Yeah, dude, it is. It's a Galaxy. It's an old Galaxy.
Look, it doesn't even have any lights.
Yeah, but look at the body. The body looks solid. The body looks straight.
It's all rusty.
Well, we don't know that till we get up on it, man. 64 Galaxy. It's the fastback roof, which is awesome. This thing will make a great, great street machine.
In the early 1960s, NASA's budget was increased by 500%, and everyone was talking about the space race. So Ford threw their hat in the ring and released the appropriately named Galaxy. It was available in 16 different models, and its big engines practically gave it rocket ship power. It was so fast, in fact, that in 1965, Dick Hutcherson drove a Galaxy to win a record 9 races in the NASCAR Grand National Series.
Honestly, the only thing I'm seeing we're missing so far is one headlight bucket.
And the bulbs.
There's a lot of car here. There's a lot of car here. Hey, how you doing? I hope you don't mind. We were just driving by and caught a glimpse of your old Galaxy here and was kind of wondering if maybe this is something you might want to sell.
A lot of people wouldn't even know what it is.
64, right?
Yeah.
I'm Danny, by the way.
Danny. Frank.
Frank, nice to meet you. This is
Hi,
Kevin.
Frank. Kevin, good
Very
to meet
nice
you.
To meet you.
How long have you had this car?
Oh, I've had a little while. Big plans to work on it to make it look like it did when it was new.
Uh-huh.
And seems like the more retired I get, the less time I have.
Thought it was the other way around.
Sorry. So you got some hard lessons to learn.
Can we look under the hood?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. What we got here, 390?
The 390.
All right.
Does it run?
It used to.
The Galaxy's going to need everything. Engine work, brake work, electrical work, full interior, all the body work, paint. But when I find something as cool as this Galaxy is, I'm willing to go the extra mile. I'm not scared. Is this something you would consider selling?
Oh, man, that's a tough question.
Yeah?
There's not a lot of them out there anymore. I really want to get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I'd have to think about it. I really would like to have this. I would like to have one like this, if not this one. And I know if this one goes, I'm not going to find another one. It would depend a lot on what...
Excuse me.
Did I say something wrong?
Thing you know, I see somebody pulled over looking at my flatbed, and I always get a little bit nervous when people get close to my stuff. I want to make sure, you know, nobody's touching anything. So I wander out the street and see what's going on. How you doing? It is. Is that your bug?
It is.
I'm Danny.
Monica.
Hi, Monica. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice bug.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nice car hauler.
Thank you very much.
I was driving by and saw this car hauler and just had to check it out. It's amazing. I mean, 1940s vintage. I just love the style. I think Roxy would look great on there.
Is that her name, Roxy?
Absolutely.
What year is she?
77.
I love it.
The Beetle is one of the best-selling cars of all time. It was first released in Europe in 1938 under a different name, Kraft de Freude, which means strength by joy. Surprisingly, a person of very opposite ideals had a major hand in its design. Adolf Hitler.
Is he coming back?
He's easily distracted.
Got a whole lot of engine hanging out the back of this thing.
I don't know what he's got going on.
I love what you've done to her. I think she's beautiful. So, let me ask you a question. What's the chances of you taking me down the road and back in this? Would you do that?
Of course. Just be careful.
I got a little livestock to feed back here. Why don't you come help me feed some livestock?
Are you serious?
Come on.
Feed some livestock?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Like an animal?
I got a couple of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Say this very often. You might want to slow down just a little bit.
You're in the wrong car.
Hello.
In you go.
Okay.
I'll show you my goats.
They don't bite, right?
Hi, guys. Yeah, you're kind of hungry, huh? I know.
I was raised in the city. I've never really been around any livestock before. But now I know where they get goatee from, because that goat has awesome goatee. I could never grow one like that.
Watch where you step. There's some here to gum your shoes up pretty bad.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Dang. Good Lord almighty. It's like the sweetest, nicest, most adorable pink and white car. But it's horrifying. This thing is so fast, it's unbelievable. Normally, I would, try and talk you into maybe selling a car, but this is so you. This is so perfectly you. I'm not even gonna go there.
Okay.
Monica, darling, a pleasure.
All righty, thank you.
Roxy, nice to meet you.
All right.
Didn't mean to just take off on you like that.
Oh, you decided to come join us?
I apologize. I'm sorry.
I've been feeding chickens and goats while you've been on a joyride. Nigerian pygmy goats.
The man's a natural farmer. A natural farmer.
Frank, we have taken up so much of your time. I apologize for the distraction there, but I'd really like to buy this car from you. I really like it. I would really like to be the guy to take the project over and do it.
Well, what are you offering?
What do you want for it?
Seriously, I know what they're worth.
Yeah.
And I think $2,500 is a good price. What do you think?
Would you consider like a $1,700 offer? $100 bills?
$17 is a little low, Danny.
A little low on you?
Yeah, that's a little low.
How about if we give you $2,000 right now in cash and we haul it out of here?
$2,000?
Yes, sir. Cash.
Let's make a deal.
You're a good man, sir. Thank you very, very much.
I appreciate it.
$2,000 is extremely fair, and I believe I could get somewhere around $25,000 for this car when it hits the done column. So I do have to be careful on this restoration. Now I just hope when I get it back home, there's nothing hiding under there that scares me. I mean, you're cool. Is that the guy right there?
Kind of does look like Robert De Niro.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm Danny.
Bobby.
I hate to polish turds.
Well, you are polishing a turd.
Go do something, man.
Who the hell's that?
I don't know.
Why are they all gangster like they can park there? Go tell them, Rolly. Hey, brother, you can't park there. Hell, we can't park here.
You talking to me?
That's Robert De Niro.
Can't park here. Nobody can.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. I want to get a few things done. Are you the boss?
I'm the boss here in the parking lot.
You're the boss in the parking lot?
Yeah.
I got something for you. Parking lot boss.
Yeah.
You see this bat?
He's the
I'll
boss.
I'll crack you in the head. Go get the boss. Go get the boss.
All right, man. I'm good with the bat.
I'm a Robert De Niro impersonator. They had no idea if I was the real De Niro or not.
I figured, hey, what the hell? Let's play it up and have some fun with them. They don't know my connection to everybody here. If Danny and Kevin play on this one, it's going to be hilarious.
Is that the guy right there?
Yeah, that would be the new boss of the parking lot, apparently.
Kind of does look like Robert De Niro.
How you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm Danny.
Bobby.
Bobby, when you see what was in your hand, I
don't worry about it. I took care of that with these two numbnuts. I look like freaking Freck.
You know what?
Good to see you, Bobby.
Hey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
How you been, man?
You know him. You know him.
You guys suck. I've known Kevin and Danny from a long time ago. Kevin and I actually went to high school together.
Let me meet the Falker.
Yeah. Go take an English class. This guy. One of you.
You officially suck.
Go back to work, boys.
I'm going. That's a good one.
Robert, it's always a pleasure seeing you, man. What can we do for you, brother?
Well, you know, I got the 81 Eldorado.
Gotcha.
All right?
Yep.
But it's not exactly like De Niro's was in the movie Casino. In the movie, it was silver and gray. Okay? Had
right.
a nice hard top.
Right.
Well, I've got the 81.
Okay.
It's not the right color, and it's got this rag top, a carriage top, or whatever they call it. You know
love
what I mean?
Love
I think it would be nice. You know, when I'm driving around to all these events,
yeah.
you know, I want them to see the car just like it was in the movie. Man, I want to complete the act.
I love it. I think this would be a great project. Can we take a look at your car?
Please, come on.
All right,
come over.
All right. In the movie Casino, De Niro's character survives a car explosion assassination attempt. This is based on what actually happened to the casino executive and mafia man Frank Rosenthal. He survived the blast because Cadillac had installed a large steel plate under the driver's seat of the 81 Eldorado to fix a balance problem it was having. Unfortunately, in 2002, Cadillac quit production of the Eldorado, ending a 50-year run, which is the longest stretch for a luxury car in U.S. history. The carriage tops, they come right off, and the real top is underneath here.
Oh, it is?
So you've got a steel top underneath this car, so it's going to be easy to take this back to the full hardtop version. It's total class. So, we do the whole outside silver. What do you want to do on the inside?
The interior in the film, it's gray. It's silver on gray. Think you make it happen?
Brother, we can make this happen, man. And what's your time frame?
I needed it yesterday.
Love
I'm
it.
Just not out. I busted them for you. No. If it could happen in a few weeks to a month, that'd be awesome.
What kind of budget are you thinking?
You know, I'm looking around maybe 10, 12, you know, something like that. But, you know, if you can keep it under 15, that would work out pretty good
you.
For me.
I'm with you.
And just so you guys know, if it does go over 15 in the trunk, I just so happen to have a bat, a hammer, and a shovel. I think you get the point, right?
Got it.
We got you, brother.
Yeah, don't break my balls on this thing. I want you to get it done and get it done right.
We're on it. When can you leave it with us?
Take it now.
Brother, man. You're the best. I'll have frickin' Frack pull it inside.
Keep those guys out of my way.
What's happening, Scott?
Hey.
Man, let me just tell you, this car is a rock star. I'm so thrilled with the body shop. They've got this thing so laser straight. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with this car. A few weeks back, Kevin and I picked up a sweet 1964 Ford Galaxy. How about if we give you $2,000 cash?
Let's make a deal.
I think this thing's got a ton of potential, and it's going to make a great flip when it's all said and done. So far, the bodywork is amazing. The paint came out absolutely gorgeous, and I've got a little something extra special to stuff underneath the hood. That means we're getting close to finishing this thing up, so I want to go check her out. Everything on this car is stunning.
It looks almost brand new.
Dude, this is better than brand new.
Man,
the thing is beautiful.
Very nice.
Why you look so happy?
Isn't this the car we bought for $2,000?
Yes.
Wasn't the intention to flip it for 25 to 30?
Yeah.
That's what you were thinking, right?
That's what I'm talking
about.
Well, you know.
You've got $12,000 our cost in the sandblasting, the painting, and the body. You got $12,000 right here.
How come I need a $12,000 motor?
Because that's how you get over 600 horse.
Isn't this overkill?
We can't cut any corners on it. I'm not cutting any corners on it.
Can I speak to Daniel Coker, the businessman, for a minute? Dude. Instead of the count, who's going buck wild on his own dollar again?
All right, businessman, go ahead.
Look, $12,000 motor at 600 horses. So we're going to need a $3,000 to $4,000 transmission, brand new driveline, 600 horses, needs to stop. Got to go to this, brakes on the front.
Right.
There's $4,000 right there. I'm telling you, this is the money pit.
The car itself is warranting a high dollar build. It's that nice.
Okay, so let's just say we got 55 into this car and we
right.
sell it for how much?
I do realize I've gone overboard and I realize it's high-end build, but I do believe that this car will be worth 70 G's all day long.
To who?
to the right buyer.
He wants to sell it to 1% of the planet.
That's all I need. I'm rolling the dice. This car is amazing. People will be here to purchase this thing.
Look, Scott is great with numbers. I totally respect that. But he's got to trust my instincts here. I know what I'm doing. This is my shop, and this is a car that I'm building. And I truly believe that when this car is done, it's going to be so spectacular that I'm going to find the right buyer for this baby.
Don't you worry about a thing, honey. We're going to finish you, and we're going to finish you right.
Well, this should be very exciting.
I'm thinking, like, right over your right shoulder right now, you should probably take a look, man.
Oh, my God, look at this thing!
The guys are cranking away on this 81 Eldorado that my buddy Bobby wants us to make a replica of the Cadillac that was used in the movie Casino, and it's coming out wonderful. But in the meantime, after months of cash, sweat, and tears, this 1964 Ford Galaxy is now done. I definitely turned this Galaxy into a much bigger project than I or Kevin and Scott ever expected, and they warned me I was going a bit overboard. This car will be worth 70 G's all day long.
To who?
Maybe I did. I'll admit it. I'm having a few issues, trying to find a buyer at the price I'm asking. But today, Joe is here. Joe's a real car guy, and I believe he's my man. You are a Galaxy man, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've got a 67 right now.
Oh, nice.
That I've had since it was new. Bought it in November 1966.
Shh, how much was it?
$3,600.
Our car's not.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I say we open up this door and let's check it out, man. Cover your ears, man.
It's neat.
You've got some talented people there to do a job like this. It's fantastic. It's absolutely beautiful. It's by far the nicest one I've ever seen. I love the fact that it's almost stock looking except for the hood scoop.
Exactly.
And the wheels.
Stop feeding his ego.
No, this is beautiful.
Thank you. That's what we wanted her to beautiful. Be. Back in the day, these Galaxies were used for all kinds of racing. They were huge on the drag strip, which is the flavor that I've gone after. The hood on it is a Thunderbolt-style hood with that big teardrop bubble with the big open vents in the back. We've deleted the inboard headlights and turned them into cold air intakes. But keeping the car pure in her appearance, we did it correct color-wise. It's Wimbledon white, all black stock interior, just like they had it in the day, as it should be. This is not a first-time Hot Rodders car.
This is definitely not.
This is a seasoned veteran's car, you know what I'm saying? And we didn't cut any corners, brother, man. I'm glad you recognize it.
I can tell that.
The engine, man, she's a big block, 429 Ford. It's ready to go. It's ready to rock.
Without a doubt. This is one of a kind. The car is absolutely beautiful. They did a tremendous job on it. I would be a buyer at $50,000.
Man, I could tell that Joe really liked this car, but when he opened up with a $50,000 opening bid, my heart sank.
I'd be a buyer at it at $50,000 as well, but brother, man, I got more than that in it. And being a car guy, I think you know what's in it. I have a number. I'm at $77,000 on this car. So... well, how much room you got?
Well, you know, Dan, I came down here in good faith to buy a car.
Amen.
But there's no way I can pay $77,000. That's just a little more than I can handle right now.
I understand. I respect that, man. I totally respect that. Joe, thank you, sir.
Take care.
Appreciate it, man.
I told you so. What I warned you of. You're going to mess around and you're going to put yourself in a tight little tunnel and you're not going to get out of it. It's going to hurt us financially. We keep doing like this, we ain't going to be here in 6 months. You're not going to have a choice.
I hear you. Go figure out something else to sell. So it didn't pan out today. Didn't sell the Galaxy. Didn't get the money back for the shop. That's just sometimes how it goes. But I built a magnificent car. There'll be another guy coming around the corner. In the meantime, I got me a gorgeous 64 Galaxy Fastback. It's got my name written all over it.
I knew when you were building this car in the back of my mind that I better clear a spot right next to the GTO for you, brother.
Let's have Rolly put her to bed.
Hold
gonna have a great day today, man.
Yep, I can't wait to see Bobby's face.
Bobby is going to trip.
A few weeks ago, a Robert De Niro impersonator came into the shop and asked me to modify his 1981 Cadillac Eldorado to look just like De Niro's car in the movie Casino. The car is finally ready for delivery. Now, Bob's a really good friend, so I want to do something extra special, so we invited him to the iconic location that inspired the movie's most famous scene. Can't wait for you to see your Cadillac, man.
Well, this should be very exciting. Very exciting.
I'm thinking, like, right over your right shoulder right now, you should probably take a look, man. Check you out, man.
Get out of here.
Check you out.
Look at this thing.
Check you out, man.
Look at this.
Look at that, man. Look
at that, man. My goodness, what the? Oh, my God, look at this thing.
This 81 Eldorado needed a complete visual makeover, so we did a correct silver paint job on it. The interior of the car was completely the wrong color, so we had to change it all over to gray interior, find all the proper emblems and trim pieces for the car. We had to eliminate the carriage top roof and take it back down to the actual steel roof and then add the quarter padded top. This thing is now beautiful. Open this up. You ain't going to recognize this car.
Holy you got to be kidding me. The door interiors, the panels. How in the hell did you get the embossed emblem from the Cadillac logo on these?
We know somebody.
You know somebody who knows somebody who killed somebody? Somebody?
Absolutely, brother. Amazing. Nothing but the best
no,
for
no,
you.
No, no, no. This is amazing. Hold on. This is wonderful, guys. I could not be happier. I am ecstatic.
Did you notice the blood stain is gone, too?
Don't say nothing about that. What's wrong with you?
What blood stain? What's the matter with you? What blood stain?
Can't take him anywhere.
I know where to leave him, though. I'm very happy they did a fantastic job. All the attention and detail that they put into it, amazing. I could not believe it. I was blown away by this thing. It's not the same car. Gentlemen, you outdid yourself. But I noticed that we did the drop-off here at Tony Roma's where Frank Rosenthal's car actually blew up in this parking lot.
That's correct.
So with that being said, undress nobody. You never know who's trying to set me up. Numbnuts over here could have drove the car in, but set the bomb for later when I open the thing. Right.
Robert, Bobby, whatever you want to call him, and he's in love with his car. That makes me happy. You two look so good together. It's amazing.
Let me get a picture. Give me one with one of those poses you do. Nice.
Beautiful. All right.
Perfect.
Are you talking to me?